Promotion's a trifle, a vanishing vapor. There's nothing that's permanent under the sun. Our days they consume and end like a taper that begins to extinguish as soon as begun. Vainglory and riches are both shadows flying, and neither deserving our labor nor while. Man's life at the best from his birth's but a dying. I'll never believe it, though sometimes it smile. Turn o'er and read backward the sad revolutions, the tempests and the turnings of church and of state. Rush here to tell ye the kingdom's pollutions, and how Charles was murdered at his own gate. A spark of division blows up with contention that flamed with sedition and burned to good cause. Did turn to rebellion and under pretension did quench out religion and smoke out the laws. Nor city nor country are ever well pleased. They're still a complaining with nothing to say. They grudge at their burdens and long to be eased, and still a new Stratford doth stand in the way. The royal delights are but like a bubble. We nothing possess that is sure till the morrow. A sword and a scepter are tools but of trouble. A crown of gold is but the capstone of sorrow. The nation's a tennis court, rich men do revel in all worldly pleasures, poor men are the balls. High spirits their wits and their senses do level, projecting their rising and other men's falls. First Whig comes and boldly drives all that's before him, but Tory in ambush he turneth the cause, and maketh great Caesar in his wrath to abhor him. Then up flies his highness and down falls his grace. The king's proclamation was hoy, apprehend them, the nation's sad union and loss to prevent. The fate of misfortune, I'm sure, did attend them. Tome, Russell, and Sidney were to their graves sent. Monmouth did come to a matchless disaster. He lost the king's favor, was turned out of place. The headpiece of England, the witty forecaster, the great burgomaster, he died with disgrace. Then pride and promotion, look back and but tell me, where reigneth the glory of great Alexander? The monarch of terrors and age will compel ye, the fort of your flesh in a storm to surrender. Then princes and statesmen, let nothing deceive ye, your airy exploits and intentions lay by, and let not contrivance of your rest here bereave ye, since God hath appointed that all men must die. The court's but a contest, the state is divided, the church to schisms, the city doth cry. The country doth grumble at things undecided, and no man can tell ye the great reason why. Then stay thy vain fancy and be not concerned in factions, though honor's great star should appear, till the blast be o'erblown and the sky be discerned, commotions be felt and the heavens look clear. The frame of the world doth wear out a fashion. The sun, moon, and stars will all lose their light. and men will leave off to be subject to passion. When once they are come where there's day without night, then stay thy proud spirit, both time and ambition are apt in turnings to run ye ashore. Let private contentment here crown thy condition, and thou shalt have kingdoms when time is no more.